Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast in which we explore the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lili, and this is day 29, Self-Love Doesn't Stress. Hello, friends. Welcome to week 5. How exciting. We have been on this journey now more than a month. I hope that the practice is becoming a little more normal for you. This week is going to be a tiny bit different because instead of a weekly mantra, we're going to have a daily mantra along with our daily action item. So this week we're going to be talking about challenges of self-love and strategies to meet those challenges. So today, the first challenge we're going to talk about is stress. That's the title of the episode, Self-Love Doesn't Stress. And our mantra is, I deserve to take a break. That's your mantra for today. Now, I paired stress with overwork, which I think is often where our stress comes from. I definitely understand that stress can come from other places, like if you're a parent or if you have any relationship whatsoever. But what we don't want is we don't want the stress to come from your self-love relationship. And we don't want your self-love relationship to feel like more work on top of all the other work that I know you have to do. And work could be job work. It could be domestic work at home. It could be yard work. And it could be personal projects, right? This podcast for me is a type of work, and it can get stressful if I don't manage it. Well, here's the both bad and good news. Time is finite. As much as I hate linear time, we can't control it. We live in a society that follows a calendar and a clock, and we have to do so as well if we're going to live in that society. And the other both good and bad news is that you're only one person. So we have a limited amount of time, and we have a limited amount of human ability that can come from one person, right? So when I try to fit more into a 24-hour day than I am able to fit in as only one person, I get stressed. I feel overworked, which leads to feeling overtired, which leads to lack of energy. And then we're back at square one, right? Having to go to bed and make sure our basic needs are met. We don't want to get to that place, because if we're feeling stressed in life, it's probably going to bleed over. And unfortunately, the first thing that's going to fall off is our self-love until it's really ingrained in us, right? So we don't want that to happen. Which is why we need the mantra, I deserve to take a break. Because you're going to start feeling stressed because you have a lot to do, and then you're going to want to do more so that you don't feel stressed. That's not the way time works. That's not the way our body works. When you start feeling stressed because you have a lot to do, you actually need to work in times of rest, times of breaks. You know the highway sign, take a break for safety's sake. Well, now I'm going to ask you to take a break for self-love's sake. Okay? Because even though in our minds we want to push ahead and get there in record time, in reality our bodies can't do that and they need breaks. We are limited by our human bodies. A couple years ago, I have fallen down the stairs in our house 3 times now. And I'm pretty sure that all 3 times I could relate it back to being in a hurry, being stressed, having too much to do, and not taking the time to make sure I put one foot in front of the other before I start down the stairs. Nobody got hurt, but it's very scary, especially when you're holding someone else. The most recent time I fell down the stairs, I was almost at the very top, and we have a very long staircase, one with a curve. So I built up momentum going down and landed on my face, broke my glasses, and then the piece of my broken glasses pressed into the side of my head, and I had to go get stitches. And that was scary enough. But then what I found was when I was in the emergency room, I was, of course, uploading pictures to my Facebook stories and Instagram stories. And everyone starts writing me back and telling me all these horror stories of other things that could have gone wrong, like losing my teeth and being knocked unconscious. And that was even scarier because I realized it really could have been much worse. And I really could have hurt myself very badly. So I was lucky. And after that happened, I just kept, the same phrase just kept going through my head, which was, you have time. Pretty much every time I start down the stairs, that memory is there, right? And so it slows me down. Because I don't want that to happen again. I also now always wear shoes on the stairs. Shoes or bare feet. I never go down the stairs now in just socks. Because that was another common denominator of all my falls. But man, it takes me a long time to learn this lesson, right? Because even at the house before the house we live in now, I fell down the front stairs, like the outside front stairs, and really busted up my lip. It was because my shoes weren't tied. I was in such a rush, I didn't tie my shoes. What does that take, like 30 seconds? So, clumsiness aside, there is no reason for a grown adult like myself to be moving so quickly that it results in me getting hurt. So, taking a break can help in the way that I could have paused before I stepped onto the stairs. Or if I was well rested in the first place, that probably wouldn't have happened. So that's my sad story, and hopefully, I hope you don't have to fall down the stairs to learn this lesson. But there's just only so many hours in the day, and rushing does not give us more hours. It just makes them go by more quickly. And being stressed out does not give us more hours. It just makes us not enjoy the hours that we have. So even though I've given you the mantra, I deserve to take a break, I also really like to just remind myself that I'm only one person. I say that a lot. And it's not because other people don't know this. Of course they know this. But I need to remember that I'm only one person. This is the plight of the entrepreneur, right? We want to do everything ourselves, but we can't because we are one person. So your action item today. Move slowly through your day. One of my favorite bumper stickers ever. I love bumper stickers. And one of my favorite ones that I had on my the car before we have now, said it had a snail on it. And it said, what's the rush? So move slowly throughout your day. When you feel yourself getting stressed, feeling overworked, feeling overtired, don't rush more. Slow down, move slowly, and take a break. Okay, see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Self-Love 365. And thanks to Henry Liu for our original music and Jesse Lieber at Little Legends Design for our custom graphics. Also, many thanks to our Twitter followers at 365_self and our readers at 365daysofselflove.com.